Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, y'all got any more of that music box? I'll shoot your glowy friend for a music box. Yo, hit me up. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Wow, this song saps all of the energy out of the core of whatever I was about to do.
Whatever you were going to say, that energy that was coming out.
Hand down, music dead.
Oh, we should have done Bang Bang.
Bang Bang. Welcome to the show. We're talking about The Gifted Season 2, Episode 13, entitled Tempted. We got a lot to talk about this episode where a lot of things happened that didn't necessarily matter at all, and then the ending.
Nothing happened, and then everything happened.
Yeah.
Like, nothing, everything.
Yeah.
On cue, too. Steven was like, nothing happened this episode. And then, bah, bah.
You're like, oh, okay.
The writers are like, oh, yeah.
I can't wait for Marco's mixtape to drop, because that is going to be fire.
It's going to be good. The tingo, we're talking about Lorna being a spy. We're talking about Lauren and Andy, Lauren and Reed, Erg and his origin story. And then Glow and Marcos and ending on the only thing that happened in this episode. Let's go ahead and go over our overall thoughts for the episode. I'm your host, Stephen Lemieux, and I think it was good. Steph.
I'm Steph. Like you guys said, I think nothing happened and then everything happened. But it was still a strong episode. Kate was feistier than usual and less Capri Sunny.
Hey, guys. I'm Heather Wake. Yeah, I feel like... I feel like Caitlyn is turning into, like, the Sarah Connor of soccer moms, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
That's a great way to put it.
That is right? A good way to put it.
Good Caitlyn episode.
And what do soccer moms bring to the game?
Capri Sun.
You're starting to get it. Now you see what I've been saying.
Overall thoughts on this episode.
Who are you?
Well, listen, if you can't read my hat at this point, and even if you're listening on iTunes, you can read my hat. My name's Tom.
But it's a little bit old hat.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about this episode. It was a very entertainingly interesting episode. Nothing happened. And we became aware that nothing happened right at the point where everything happened that's set up for next week.
It's so like they knew.
It made me extremely excited for next week's episode. So if that was the point of this episode, great job. This is a bridge. Cross the bridge.
Here's what I'm upset about with this episode. And again, like, good acting, cool scenes, a lot happened, but, like, not a lot happened that really
moved
the plot. So, like, we already knew. So I'm going to list on my hand the five things that happened that moved the plot. Lauren's not sleeping, so she took the drug so she could sleep and not be obscured by Andy. Marcos got shot, which is fun. I got to be careful with how I bring my fingers down real quick. Let's see.
Do you?
The sisters know, like, now have to make a decision on Lauren.
Lauren, like, not showing up.
Yeah,
right?
I feel like they're going to want to kill her now.
And then Lauren is kind of out.
And we said goodbye.
She's going to be screwed over for next episode, at least. I mean, she's kind of spotted out.
Yeah, we said goodbye to what's-his-face Max, I believe his name was.
So Max dying, there has to be some
consequence.
What happened to, why did Max die? What happened to Max? That's something.
Yeah, that is something.
And Blink is...
Erg's heart grew three times its size.
Yeah, he had like a Grinch episode.
The Grinch gave back Christmas to the humans.
With an M on her face that wasn't burned in or cut in or stabbed or anything.
Yeah, I mean, it brought Glow and Marcos closer together, but it's like still one of those things where it was like a side story where it like...
But it didn't bring Marcos and Glow closer together. Marcos is in the exact same predicament as he was before, where he's still very torn and attached to Lorna. So, no, it did not. It just, we played the story. Instead of kissing, they swapped fluids and not the ones we wanted to see them swap.
So here's the thing, right? So everyone's going to be upset because we said nothing happened. Look, a lot happened, but it was just like a lot of stuff that...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Kind of could have been handled in the first 20-30 minutes of the episode.
Yeah. Rocking chair.
Yeah, it was like drawn out with stories that didn't really need to happen. The whole story with Glow getting shot was very just unnecessary. I mean, there could have been a way that includes Kate or includes Erg forgiving humans without that entire B storyline. And then I really would have wished to not have the previews for next episode 3 weeks ago say they're going to attack Washington, D.C. Because that was like a big reveal this episode that they like gave away 3 freaking weeks ago. So when I saw it, I was like, wait, this
is... It wasn't a shocking.
That was no true.
It was almost like, to me, I was like, wait, she's just finding this out? I knew that weeks ago.
Yeah, she could have called me.
Right? Like, hey, by the way, they're going to attack D.C. and the White House because you said in a preview 3 weeks ago and then you said in a preview 2 weeks ago. And it's pretty common knowledge for everyone who watches the show now. It's not really a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's my own... That's honestly... That's those are.
Can point. Heather get her point out? Heather, what are you trying to say?
I was just going
to
say that that's a typical problem and obstacle of TV writing, is that so many things get stretched out and sort of teased, and they wait for that final punch at the end so that you stick around for the next episode. And that's kind of what this felt like.
I mean, I apologize, Stephen. I should have let you go. I apologize. I didn't realize that's what she...
Here's the thing. I'm glad they didn't show Marcos getting shot in a preview. Like, that was a good moment.
Yeah.
Honestly, anyone who was watching the show was probably surprised by that moment. Was like, damn, okay, cool. S is getting real. Which is cool. That was a great moment. And I liked the moment where Kate pulled out her gun and shot a guy with seemingly no resistance or mental fortitude telling her not to. She seemed to be totally fine with just shooting somebody. Which is great. Kate's growing up. Our girl's grown up.
We need to talk about that 100%.
But let's go back to Lorna being a spy and the fact that this $1 million or more facility has zero cameras and it's just the easiest thing for people to have a cell phone, talk to anybody.
It's go like into rooms.
Riva is hack computers, even though you have a
sage
computer specialist.
Yeah. The locks are just deadbolts. They're not like even like computer pads with key cards. It's straight up just like, hey, we invited this girl here that's like kind of on our side, but like she has magnetic powers. Let's just like let
it
her
used
have
to
free
be
rain.
Not on our side yesterday.
I do think that she played, when she got called out, she played that part really good.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
Super sexy and powerful.
But this goes to the point of nothing happened. So they set it up where Max was on to Lorna. Great. And then Max seemingly dies. So it's like the whole setup of Lorna being the tough girl. You forgot who I am. I'm Polaris, daughter of Magneto. All that powerful stuff. And that tension and that anxiety of her getting caught. They just eradicated the problem in a different way. And I wanted her to be the one to deal with it. I wanted her to do something to Max that shows him, you don't mess with me.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would have been nice to, like, put the fear of God in him.
Of course. She could have circled the knife around him. And like,
oh, that would have been
oh,
fun.
You didn't know the hair. This isn't a style. Whoop. And was like, I'm going to show you how it's really done.
Dude, imagine if like she took the knife and like had it just spiral up his arm or something like that.
I accidentally
while
cut myself.
Cutting him, like, and be like, oops.
And Max also, the character, all of a sudden becomes extremely perceptive. I didn't notice that Polaris was interrogating me, but I paid attention because something out of my room was out of place, which was cool. because of the whole jail connection. But then I also noticed that she cut herself and was all of a sudden extremely intuitive, even though I was the least intuitive up to this point.
I think he let his guard down because she's a woman. And as that character, it would make sense. He seems like the kind of cocky F-boy kind of thing where it's like he didn't take Lorna seriously at all. He, again, his character has been acting like he didn't take Lorna seriously at all. So her asking kind of seems more like, oh, haha, look at her asking. She just wants to be in on it because she wants to be with the cool kids. It didn't seem like interrogation until he started thinking about it. So that I don't agree with your point on that, because you're only perceptive of people as soon as you start distrusting them. And as soon as you start distrusting people, the puzzle pieces start fitting into place and then everything kind of snaps. But they're like, that's how relationships work too, is like, people can do, like, your girlfriend can be doing really shady stuff that you just don't even think twice about until one thing just sets you off and everything in your mind just clicks.
That sounds like a personal problem, Stephen.
I know. I mean, you guys switched seats because I just couldn't stand to be near Tehran anymore.
That actually makes a lot of sense, because when I started distrusting Stephen after he said, I'm not good at doing certain things, I slowly started seeing the strings unravel.
There's a few things really Tehran's not good at, and it's really impacted our relationship.
But I think I agree with Heather when we were watching it, she was questioning kind of Lorna's the acting methods.
Yeah,
where every time
she
walked away, she would have this face,
the fret,
scared.
The fret face.
Yeah, and it is true up until this moment where she owned being Polaris and essentially the daughter of Magneto. I don't think she would have been acting that scared. It just seemed not very.
I don't blame the actress though, because I have a feeling that was a directorial thing. Like,
totally.
Hey, Emma, let's see the fear.
I just wanted like somebody on the opposite side of the room. So like, Lorna's here talking to this guy. I just imagine somebody behind her. She turns away and just like, and the guy's like, "Why are you looking like that?
Why are you so fret-faced?
Like, why you look like you just like spied on somebody? Why are you giving that face? Like, I just wanted somebody in the room to like sure. Naked gun it and just be like."
But to the point is, they have to convey to the audience that she's worried without using words.
No,
it's very difficult when it
yeah.
comes to writing. It may have been overacted in a couple parts, this episode in particular. However, it goes because of that lack of a writing moment. They had to display it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't enough words in this episode that counted.
I just wonder, and we'll talk about it later, I still just wonder why it was only Marcos that went to capture that dude at the end. I'm like, John would have been on board, like, Erg would have been on board.
Because I guess you can't fit, like,
the
three people
one? John's not bulletproof, is he?
I think he might be bulletproof.
Oh, then. Oh,
does he have? Is he? He's strong, right? He can also
the
like,
super strong guy. They don't.
Yeah. Is he super strong, John? Right.
I think their intention was to get answers out of him, and Marcos was a professional interrogator.
Plus, they don't want to fit three people in the back of that car.
You know how Marcos interrogates people? They're tied to a chair, and then he gets to them. Like, I just don't think this was like the best choice. Anyway, we're gonna go again. It's the show. You have to create drama. Like, there's no. Like, if you create a solution, it's not good writing. So I agree with what they did. Now, because my eyesight is terrible because I'm nearing 30.
Lauren and Andy.
I got
you. Before we go on to the next topic, I just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, all of you listening, please give us a 5-star rating. And please leave comments. We love to hear from you. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. This panel isn't just us. It's all of you at home as well. Being a part of AfterBuzz has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Why does AfterBuzz mean so much to you, Tehran?
AfterBuzz means so much to me because AfterBuzz has been a platform that allows me to have a voice and give opinions, and I know I'm not that opinionated a person. Mm-hmm. However, AfterBuzz has allowed me to grow that temperament and character.
Man, what a Frankenstein monster. I mean, that's
created.
Great.
And it's also been the platform that's given me a lot of options and opportunities outside of just being here.
Well, that's good. I think everyone should go on iTunes and rate us 5 stars, give us a comment, and let us know what you thought of Tehran's live read.
Or, if you don't, we will send Marco after you.
After he heals.
I just need another character that glows that we can shoot.
Glowworm.
A lot of glowing this episode.
It's like shooting mutants that glow.
But I had fun. I'm not going to say I didn't have fun this episode.
Oh, yeah,
because
it was
I don't
fun.
Want anyone to think we didn't have fun. We loved watching everything. It's just We are getting antsy as we're getting near the end of the season. I want something to happen, and I don't want to wait till just the last episode.
Exactly.
I just don't want. I don't want them to have done a 16-episode season when they only needed 13.
I think that we've become more accustomed to super packed episodes because of all the streaming networks. We expect like a small movie in each episode. So exactly. When there's one just plot building a little bit, it seems kind of pointless. Right.
So we're going to do some iTunes shout-outs real quick. Shout-out to Sean3316, who last week said sound issues. Yeah, it's because we shot in the trailer. Love the show discussion in theaters and Capri Sun. But holy hell was the sound and volume problem this week. Yeah, we shot in the trailer. We're still getting it worked out. But at least we got an episode up, which we wouldn't have gotten up without the trailer.
Yes.
So hopefully it was at least good enough to listen to. It sounded better on YouTube than it did on iTunes, so if you guys do want to check that out if you had issues. Gifted AfterBuzz review from Nick Dreamer 4, which I believe is Nicholas Kelly in the chat because he keeps saying that he has done an iTunes review. Honestly, last week's Gifted After Show was
That's
phenomenal.
His voice.
This is I'm Nicholas Kelly.
He's
no, I'm Nicholas Kelly. Honestly, last week's Gifted After Show was phenomenal. And I have to say that Steven and Tehran give yourself a pat on the back for accurate nicknames for certain members of the underground. Anyway, now for the nitty-gritty. Can somebody please check Capricia and Mom and Rambo? Because we all know that Papa Smurf and Flashlight won't do it. I honestly hope that the loss of Blink would give Rambo, a.k.a. John, some mental clarity so he can start acting like a real leader. Because honestly, the decisions she's been making as of late have only led to Safe Houses being compromised. Being attacked by purifiers 2 times and finally being kidnapped and later be brutally tortured and interrogated said purifiers. Nicholas Kelly. It is Nicholas Kelly.
Oh,
he even signed it at the end.
Yes,
Nicholas. I would love for him to go. I don't sound anything like that. Wow.
Yeah. Let's talk about
Lauren and Reed.
All right, Lauren and Reed. Father and daughter share a box.
Okay, I got to air out my thoughts, and I was saying it while we were watching it. I'm so sick of this family not telling each other the truth. It just seems so absurd to me that we've had so many episodes focused on now we're going to be really open.
No,
it doesn't work.
What's the phrase they use?
I wasn't honest with you.
Yeah.
That's
the constant theme.
That's their mantra.
In their family, it seems. The Von Struckers just... I'm sorry I wasn't honest with you.
I wasn't honest with you.
But I'm going to give you this piece of information that's extremely important after
I become addicted.
I wish Lorna knew that Max had a gun. So just be like, I'm sorry I wasn't honest with you.
I'm sorry I wasn't honest with you. It's fun because, first of all, let's not act like there's not some... I don't know if they mean to do this.
Here we go.
This must be spoken of. I'm not the only one that possibly knows.
I got... What are you going to say?
The incestuous undertones of everything that's kind of done in the family. Now, I'm not saying there is incest going on, but that hold between Lorna and Andy
We haven't gotten to Lauren and Andy.
I know,
yet.
But that hold. And then, because now we're talking about the father, and the father's like, no, I wasn't honest with you. Actually, it's me. And then takes her away. I just felt like very Game of Thrones-ish.
I just felt like, hey, I'm going to do heroin with my daughter while my kids are giving the old golden handshake, which sounds...
And I hope everyone understood the concept of how you were like super addicted to the music box in the beginning of the...
Oh, yeah, I'm so addicted to the music box. Have you ever listened to it?
She became, in all effects, a crackhead. She became a crackhead when the music box, she was like, her lips were chapped. She was like...
Hoodie on, like running around. She's at the bus station, like, pulling out, like, crumpled cash out of her pocket. Like, yeah. They were portraying her as somebody going through...
She's trying to listen to Beethoven, but it just doesn't hit as well.
I get that we've also dealt with the fact that she hasn't slept in a while. She's avoiding Andy. And Reed knows that. So, like, why are you lying to her, Reed? But then we learn that Reed says, I liked the darkness. Sucker Stackhouse. I liked the darkness. Yeah, he pulled out those True Blood vibes for a second there. But it's just kind of weird. She's, like, so dead set on getting away from him. All he has to do is say... I actually liked being kind of an asshole. And then she's like, okay, cool, let's go do heroin. I mean, I know it's the gene therapy to, like, erase her powers. Also, that was done with Reed's genes, not hers. So is that going to have negative effects on her?
Possibly.
Yeah, I was curious about that,
yeah,
too.
I feel like that was kind of bad science. Bad
But it worked
diagnosis.
For the meantime.
It's teeing up her having a lot more power later on. Because, again, the doctor said, like, the more you push your powers back, the more powerful they're going to be when they are unleashed. And I feel like if she, like, holds hands with Andy at this point, like, man, somebody's going to, like, burst.
So what's going to happen when Reed's powers break through?
He's going to just explode.
He's just going to shatter the earth.
He just falls towards the core and the earth explodes. That's how they end season two.
The world
it's a crossover
ends.
With Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He shatters the earth and we're all wondering how. It was Reed all along.
Reed's going to, like, turn into ash and it'll just be, like, the end of Infinity War. Like, oh, this is how we get rid of Reed.
Oh, God.
This is how we get rid of Reed. Let's throw out to the chat really quick. Nicholas Kelly says, so wait, is the message Reed is trying to put out, let's do drugs so we don't feel the cursed music, so he became Bill Compton again?
He also said he sounds more like a sassy Angela Bassett.
Ooh, I like that. Ivan Soto says, the Struckers have incest in their family in the comics. Well, yeah. Black Magic 99, we've been saying the whole series, they seem real incestry.
Thank you. Not just me. I hate being the only one that says
we stopped
these
saying
things.
That last season because I feel like we got a lot of crap for insinuating incest.
If you play the dream sequence between Andy and Lauren and you put a song to it that's about lovemaking, the entire thing becomes a metaphor for
in
incest.
Your eyes.
No. In your eyes. Marvin Gaye, sexual healing.
There you go.
You play it undertone.
The whole golden handshake thing is straight up.
But
like,
it's just the way they're talking and looking at you. And
I know you feel it too.
Yeah, it's the.
Don't you just want
to. It's supposed to be intimate, but they're adding.
Undertones.
Some sexual undertones, which I don't even know if they're meaning to do.
Well,
so.
I guess how do you convey a really intense supernatural bond without towing the line?
Golden handshake.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Apparently.
I mean, or golden blood, which we see with Glow and Marcos.
I do see Lauren's confusion, though. Reed had a good line where, or maybe it was Thunderbird, that she doesn't know her place in this fight. But I think that's the entire underground, especially someone like Lauren, who is really good-hearted and wants to help. They're not doing anything.
Anakin, who was going this close to going to the dark side? You mean that guy? The dark side just compelled her way too easily without
passion.
Conversation. And also, with her and her father, he doesn't know what she's going through because as soon as it was going to happen, he blocked his powers. And I feel like she should have brought that up because she was so hesitant about blocking her powers to begin with. All of a sudden, that was the quick fix, and she was like, okay.
Oh, so that's why the parents lie to the kids, because the parents are hypocrites. Got it. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's move on.
Thank
What's the
you,
next
Steven.
One?
Lauren and Andy.
Lauren and Andy. We've been kind of talking about that, but let's get into it. Andy is under the control of the triplets. Are we to assume that Andy knows that they're talking through him while he's dreaming?
Yes.
Okay, so he has kind of accepted this fact that they are going to control him to get at his sister. What the F, man? This is some creepy ass bullcrap.
Yeah. It's creepy because
I think, though, he might have only consented to. He didn't consent all the way, maybe. Maybe he only consented to being, like, put under. So he thought they were just going to establish the
environment.
No,
because before,
right? Or
they told him
they
their
did.
Intention.
Yeah.
They
okay.
specifically, they didn't hide it. They were like, why don't you connect with, and then we will help you convince her. And that was, and he, a little, not as reluctantly as we would have hoped, agreed to it. And this time he did. And he sold out his sister and he sold out his family. And honestly, I'm very upset at him for that. He easily sold them out and then tried to set her up when they were there when she was coming. And had she seen them and been upset, that would have been an ensuing fight that might not have ended well for one of them.
If Andy was my son, no Capri Sun for a week.
That's a real thing. That's
grounded.
I understand.
Totally
that.
Grounded.
Harsh,
no
man.
Generic first-person shooter
You're
video
You're getting
games
the
either.
Purple stuff, buddy.
Yeah.
You're not getting Capri Sun.
Yeah. You got to take Hawaiian Punch.
You're getting Sunny D. You're
you
getting
deal
something
with,
different.
Oh, Sunny D, and it burns your mouth? Yeah. That's what you got to have, Andy. And you can only drink it after brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Terrible, right?
The worst.
Let's talk about this a little bit more, too, with the Esme sisters. So Andy is kind of copping to the fact that he's letting them control him to take his sister in. Does he have any remorse for this at this point, or does he just think that, like, this is a good thing for Lauren? What is his intention?
No, I think his intentions are ultimately good.
I don't think so at all. They're selfish, like the mother. His intention is, I don't like being alone. I love touching her golden hand. The Fenris is within me. I want her over here because then it also validates what I'm doing. I did not like the way she looked at me when I broke homeboy's legs, and I thought I was proud, and I was the cat bringing the dead bird to my owner, and then I got in trouble. I want her to be on my side because if Lauren's over here, that means what I'm doing is right, and we're super powerful together.
So I was thinking that they were going to hold hands and the power was going to activate and maybe kill one of the Frost sisters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that could backlash. Still happen later. I think there could be a backlash because if you try to control the Fenris power, like that's not going to go well for you. As soon as people try to control it that are not the Von Struckers or a Strucker, it will struck back.
No, it definitely will. I think that that has to be next episode. I feel like we have to have a solution because they keep going back and forth with trying to get Lauren, and now
you don't think they've killed enough people? We're killing one of the Frost sisters too.
Can I just like say also, like if you walk up and you see your sibling in a dream and they're talking to you and they're standing like this,
yeah,
they're like arms behind their back like this. Basically, parade position from the military, except with your hands behind your back instead of in front.
Super creepy. Parade rest.
It's like...
Yeah, when is Andy
they ain't
ever
doing anything good.
It was also the way he was talking.
Yeah,
He doesn't talk like that.
Andy's
not that refined. Andy's not that smooth. He's never been that articulate in his life. Yeah, this is the guy who was like, that's my girlfriend. Like, he didn't have anything better to say.
My parents threw her into a wall.
So all of a sudden, he was convincing. He was charming. He was the perfect man for Lauren. I'm shipping Lorandy, everyone.
Lorandy.
Oh, God.
I'm shipping.
How you feeling? I'm feeling
no
Lorandy.
But he became, and she... But here's the thing. I don't know if she was convinced. I think she was convincing herself. She wanted this too. It feels good. The Fenris, even on whatever level we think, but it feels good. She felt an ease when she was holding his hand.
And when two siblings get together just to feel good, are you going to judge that?
Not in West Virginia. So the concept is... What? I'm the first one to... Okay. So, the concept is...
Mountain Mama.
The concept is... We feel... Something has to happen between these two... In a way that affects others around them. And if not, this will be the worst lack of payoff of a storyline ever.
I think they have to be the linchpin. I think...
Exactly.
With Max
it
dead...
It needs to be an explosion.
With Max dead, now the trio, who apparently have really powerful powers but can't do anything without three people involved, I think it's going to turn into Andy and Lauren getting their powers activated at the White House. And next season's... Because this season's called Mutant Uprising. Like, next season's going to be called Mutant Nation or something like that. If we get a next season, hopefully we get a next season. So, yeah. E-Millionaire says, how is Andy power hungry? Andy is power hungry because he wants more power to protect his family. Lauren is power hungry because she likes the feeling.
She likes the feeling.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that Andy likes... The feeling, too.
Oh, he likes it, too.
He likes the comfort. He likes feeling strong because he was the bullied.
Yeah, he's never felt good at anything. Mm-hmm.
Lauren really is just addicted to the power. She enjoys her. Like, the way she threw her disc at the cop car, that was someone who's just like, I'm powerful now. And she liked it.
Frisbee.
Yeah.
Of death.
You guys realize she's introduced to that one dude at the doctor's office, plays Frisbee once, and then suddenly her power is Frisbee? Fans must have really loved Lauren playing Frisbee, and we're like, writers are like, that's
she's
that's
not
what
the first white girl that's played Frisbee for no reason.
Tehran, racist. I'm just right, let's move on. What's
I went to college
thing?
With these people.
What's the next thing, Steph?
Erg Origin.
Woo!
And when... Okay, I do have to say, I think there was a... The purpose that we missed also was a setup for the Morlocks to be included in the fight.
True, because they'll care about humans a little bit more because of Capri Sun. But so Erg was betrayed by his lover Pam, which I'm liking to think was Pam from Archer, just like because
it was actually the mutant version of Get Out, and a lot of people didn't see that movie. But in the Morlock under
who hasn't seen that movie?
Not the mutant version. Get out, Pam. What did you do? Get out. What have you... I never told you about the crossing in Detroit.
And she was in the sunken place ever since.
Steven. But do you guys think that that is enough justification for his hatred of humans?
It felt a little strong-handed.
Yeah.
No. No, that wasn't justification. Like, at that point, I believe... Heather and Steph made the point, well, why doesn't he just hate all women? Why is he not like, I only lay with men now?
Heather made that point.
He betrayed me. Like, if we're going to just hate humans for that reason, we're going to lump people together. Which I'm a pro at, by the way. Lumping groups of people together, I'm amazed. I'm amazing at it. And yet, this still seemed like an overstep.
You should see Tehran direct a dog pile. It's impressive.
Amazing.
It's amazing. We have 42 people in the chat, guys. Hit that thumbs up right now. Comment below if you're watching this video afterwards so we can read the comments, because all of the chat comments go away, just like people who are glowy blood and shot. We'll talk about Marcos very soon because we got about 9 minutes left.
We'll wait to the very end of
Erg's story. I like that we got a story, but it still felt a little bit lighthearted. I feel like we needed to see Sentinel Services get in there and like actually kill people in front of him and him get away. That would have been
much better.
That would have been more impactful in that, like, oh crap, Erg witnessed everyone die because of being betrayed by a human.
Yeah.
Not just us assuming that he knows that everyone got killed because of a human.
Yeah, I mean, this relationship wasn't even established, so you don't even know the height of the betrayal.
Right. Yeah, like, if she was maybe pregnant, that would have been like, oh damn, now we got an Erg baby out there somewhere, which would have been great. I thought that would have been an open thing where he would have like
something.
Told her to leave and she had his unborn child. That would have been so
told her
powerful.
To get out. Can we use that, please? Just say that.
What's the new movie called? Them.
us that's what it
us
what,
is
it
over
was.
Get more, out
but that's what it eventually became, because it's like, this is going to be the problem, is us, this is us not helping or whatever, it's going to happen. But
he
I
just looks
say,
her in the eye and says, Jordan Peele.
That's actually the name of one of the mutants in Underground, because none of them have any useful powers. So maybe I think that
they have a doctor, but the doctor isn't a mutant with healing powers. Like, what?
Hey guys, someone got hurt. Bring Heal over. How about Band-Aid? Bring Band-Aid over here.
Also,
someone.
The one time that they have Blink, a teleporter, they get shot at. But
I've
every other
you
time you make runs, you're fine.
Usefulness.
They had dogs this time.
Yeah, well,
I think we would have been better off if we also got a better Evangeline backstory.
Yeah.
I think Evangeline's still alive. I think she's definitely still alive.
I believe so as well, but I feel like the backstory would have been, as an audience, way more happier with that backstory than random Pam, who we've never even had we didn't even know she existed, and now not only does she exist, she also got sent away. She was told to get out.
Welcome to Random Pam Weekly, where we discuss Pam's shenanigans, her shapamigans. sorry, guys. Let's bring that up really quick, because I just remembered with talking about Evangeline, we do get other mutants that exist. They're all met at the apartment building, which, as a secret headquarters, is way less cool than the Inner Circle secret headquarters.
But it has more cameras.
They have more
cameras at this place.
We see the girl who looks like the mouth of Sauron, except like the forehead of Sauron. She's got like slits in her face.
The lines.
Oh yeah.
Looks really cool. Hope we see her again. I would have liked to get introduced to more mutants to like really grow this world that the Underground's part of, but I feel like the writers just aren't sure where they're going with the show yet in terms of how much time they'll have with it. So I don't know. I wish we got introduced to more of them, just not just the cool looking girl who might end up with an M on her face.
Well, a little known fact is she's actually Shatter's sister.
Oh
my
no.
God. Racist.
It was nice knowing her.
Let's go ahead and talk about
Glow and Marcos.
Glow and Marcos. So, stealing blood, Glow gets shot, obviously, because that's how blood
she
works.
She jinxed Marcos.
If you have glowing blood, you share a blood type with other people who have glowing blood. Wonder if that acid guy would have had to find people with acid blood to get blood.
Oh, that would have been unfortunate.
Right?
Or just put acid.
I think that's actually how that would have worked.
I probably, honestly.
Sounds like science.
Thank God they didn't use some basic blood. Like, quick, get us somebody from Starbucks and take their blood.
But they're also not giving us a payoff between Glow and Marcos. Like, we need you to
make
either
out.
Make out or break out. Like, that's...
I wonder
cut
if,
that.
I wonder
stop
if
having
they can
this,
do a glowing
it's
handshake.
A dying love triangle.
Yeah, stop doing this, because now it's not even... We're not even feeling... They feel like more brother and sister than Lauren and Andy.
They do, yeah.
There is no sexual chemistry there.
Can we just get Lauren a shot so we have the trifecta of the shot love triangle?
Lauren cannot get shot.
I know. She's not going to get shot. She literally repels bullets.
She could with a glass bullet.
That's true, but the glass would shatter when you fired it out of a gun. Plastic bullets or rubber bullets.
They have mutant powers. Poison dart. I'm sure someone could figure it out.
Well, I mean, they can't even find a mutant who can heal in the underground.
So true.
Well, the Morlocks all have mutant power, except for Urg, whose power is amazing. And it's very much like Urg in the comic book, except because he's black, I call him Bishop. The concept is that none of the mutants in the underground actually have a healing power. A useful power, to the point where before Blink, how did they even go on raids? Every time they went on a raid, they should have got shot.
That's what I'm saying.
Because this time, with Blink, they got shot. So how did they even make it through the other times, especially since a lot of them look less human-y? A lot of them... obviously, they have these big M's.
We saw them go on a raid before without using powers. They went through the sewers and they went through underground. Heather,
but that's what I'm saying. How did they not get shot?
Jasper Burris would like you to slap Tehran for the shatter joke.
Actually, it's not just shatter. You replace the A with an I. Whatever. Anyway, concept is
love it. Okay, so yeah, that whole storyline, it kind of grows them together but also splits them apart because she's like, you're doing it for your ex. It's like, act more thirsty, why don't you?
Her new name is Thirst Trap.
Who says that? I don't think I can ever think of a situation where I would ever say
that. A lot of people do that. Like, the moment they have some sort of chemistry, they think they have ownership.
It's like, you can be married and still not have ownership. It's like, come on.
Yeah, owners. Marcos already learned that.
I mean, and we're learning that. We're learning that with Kate and Reed because, man, I ship Kate and Urg.
Yeah,
that moment was very romantic.
Hey, can we get the wide shot for a second? Who ships Kate and Urg?
What? Oh, guys.
Yo, also another movie.
Can I just say that, like, if it's like the Spider-Man thing, like the, hey. If he walks up to you and, like, puts dirt on his hands, like, caresses your cheek
slowly.
And leaves an M. Slowly on camera and looking you in the eye.
It was a friendship camaraderie.
It was sexual harassment if she did not consent.
It was a friendship with benefits camaraderie.
They actually had, when she did that, when Urg did that to Kate, it reminded me of Lauren and Andy.
I like how Reed developed the power of being a cuckold.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on, I know. But, like, Urg, it's like, why is everyone looking at Urg like that? It's like, John's so jealous of Urg. Yeah. It's like, the dude lives underground.
He's got one eye.
He has a mysterious voice.
Blink, are you cheating on me with Urg?
Maybe.
So now is Reed going to meet Urg and we're going to get that whole, Kate, you can't go see the Morlocks again.
Where'd you get that M?
Where'd you get that M?
By the way, let's not forget that John, who was like, hey, Blink, there's something between you and Urg. And then Blink went off with Urg. Let's not forget that actually kind of happened. That Urg has another power that we're not talking about.
Jonathan Shaw in the chat's upset because he gave her the M as a sign of respect. We totally get it, guys. We're not like...
It was a little intimate. He could have just been like, you're one of us now. And made it very... But he was like...
You guys, it was camaraderie. This is why they're going to link up.
Okay.
This is what... Wait.
The underground.
If I did this to you right now in my bathrobe, I would get arrested. If I touched you the way Urg did Kate.
How you worded that sentence.
Because
I touched you.
In that way. Because it was a very intimate moment that wasn't as camaraderie.
He should have kept going and just wrote his phone number across her face.
Call me.
We don't get signal down here, but we got Wi-Fi. Skype me. Though.
But like I said, very entertaining, fun episode.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk about the ending because we only got a minute left. Marcos got shot because he straight up like tried to grab Max, and he was like, it looked like he got totally like shot like six times, but then he only had one shot when he walked out, and then Max blew up in the car.
Yeah, so
we think so because I remember Max's power being able to convey this kind of energy. So I don't know if Max is dead. And I would not be surprised if Max is still alive and puts a lot of things together after this.
No
he
way.
Was able to vex the power away from him. Because remember how it takes three of them to do one little clap thing? He's a part of that process. And that process is move the energy, settle the energy, destroy the energy.
Can we get the spinoff series of the two other people of his trifecta just like trying to find themselves now that he's gone?
Yes.
Like they have no power because he was the first.
Yeah.
Can we get the catalyst?
It's like we get the music to their episode. Can we get like the I'm all out of love, I'm so lost without you. And they're just like sad in their rooms looking at pictures of him.
Looking like, for him.
They're looking through his stuff. I touched his stuff all the time.
I touched his stuff.
But I mean, yeah, Marcos got shot. That was not only shocking, but the best part of the episode by far, simply because it was the one part of the episode that means something to us tomorrow.
Everyone in the chat says they think he's dead.
Max
yeah,
is
me
dead.
Too.
I'm going to throw that out in my predictions as well, but I think he might be alive. We'll see.
All right.
Remember
predictions.
This chat.
Say one sentence, Tehran.
Max.
All right. Heather.
Max dead, Marcos alive.
Okay, Steph.
Underground, Morlock, link up.
I say that Glow's going to have to give blood to Marcos now. And we're just...
That's
gonna,
a run-on sentence.
They're going to kiss. I like to run on sentences. Guys, where can we find you if fans want to keep in touch?
At I am Tehran all across the board, at IAMTHRAN, and on a slew of other AfterBuzz shows.
I like the word slew. Go ahead.
Slew. Hey, guys, on Instagram, you can find me at heather.wake. Theoretically, on Twitter, you can find me at heather_wake, although apparently there have been some issues.
So well, we just can't tag you in photos.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Steph Sabra.
And you guys can find me on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux. Also, a lot of people in the chat wondering if he did survive. How did he survive? Well, he transfers power, so I'm assuming it's some kind of Erg-like thing where he absorbed the fire.
Well, no, he just blocked it around. Anyway, we'll find out.
Yeah, he's going to be the next cover of the Rage Against the Machine album. Guys, we will see you next week for... Wait, not next week. We are off for a week. We're back February 5th. We will see you guys then for the after show of The Gifted, which will be the third to last. And then we have 16 episodes this season. So the finale is on the 28th, I believe.
I'm shipping Lorandy.
29th.
Lorandy.
19th. It's on the 19th. We'll see you guys next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.